Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Today, I want to continue where we stopped last Sunday, at least emphasize some areas. I want to start from Romans in chapter 5, verse 17. Yes. Romans 5:17. It reads, "For if by one man's offense," please follow me, church, "death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gifts of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." I started in the morning, and I want to start the same way today or this afternoon, by saying a lot of times we read scriptures and we get it, but when you go back to read, you get something more. Isn't God faithful? So let me start by saying, congratulate the person by your side again. And I'm glad I'm sitting by a king. Otherwise, ask them, are you born again? Because if you're born again, tell them, because if you're born again, automatically, from heaven's standpoint, you are a king. Hallelujah. But see what it says here? It says, "For if by one man's offense," so reason for this, how am I going to put it now? Well, this rulership, the reason is this, offense. And I want you to understand that we're looking at the Word of God, we're looking at the mind of the Creator. He made the system. And if the way we've seen some exploits in the lives of men, we want to understand that God is the king of exploits. Whatever he sets us to do, he achieves. I'm yet to see the creature that will make God to change his mind. It changes his mind as it has been laid out from the foundations of the world. Is somebody hearing me? So God never makes mistakes. He's never surprised by anything. You can't shock God. Hello? Amen. So he said that the system that he made, I don't want to use the word degenerated, I would say graduated to this stage. Which stage? Where one man did something and took over the control of the whole earth by his action, through his action. So if by one man's offense, that man only offended. And what did he do? He brought death to reign. The result of his action was death. And ladies and gentlemen, please hear me well. What we call the natural realm is a death realm. It's a realm of failure. What defines our natural today is not exactly what the natural was in the Garden of Eden. Hello? The natural in the Garden of Eden was the supernatural. It was natural with God, and we, for us at the time, was natural. But until we fell, then we now realize that we have left an estate to another. Hello? Is somebody hearing me? So we can, and so the natural now can look back and say, that was where we used to be. But you see, because God will never be pulled back, rather he's ever advancing, he will have us look forward. Is somebody hearing me? So, but this is what he's saying. He said, on earth today, death reigns. If you want to argue with me, get a piece of mail and drop it on the floor. Galvanized, polished. Leave it there, come back next year, come and tell me whether it's gone. You will see that decay has taken over. Even you, don't take your bath for 2 weeks. You will stink to yourself. Am I right? Leave your beautiful bowl of food. Leave it outside on the table. For just 2 nights, you can't eat it anymore. The law of decay, the law of death rules. The Bible is right. So it will be good to listen to God more. Don't wash your mouth for 1 week. Don't change your undies for 1 month. So even we who are living, death still ruling. It is the natural realm. Our natural realm is death. Is somebody hearing me? But the interesting thing is that this was never introduced except through a man. For if by one man. So one man just has to submit to divine authority or to some kind of authority and bring it to bear on the rest. That's just the way it is. Say, Pastor, wait a minute. That was Adam. You think I can do something to affect the world? Of course you can. Can I bring hardship? Can I bring death? Can I bring destruction to people? Of course you can. Because the truth is that the life we live is a life of influence. And nobody's exempted. Everybody sitting here has been influenced by one person or the other. And the truth is that you may not even believe it. You have influenced others too. See, until we get there, before you begin to see how many people you've affected by your lifestyle. Yeah? So we have the same capacity. Come on, church, are you here with me? Glory be to God in the highest. You say, this man is enjoying this stuff. Of course I am. Why are you enjoying it? Because I'm learning a lot myself. And I'm so happy to share what I'm learning. Glory be to God in the highest. So one man, and that was Adam in the Garden of Eden. He fell. He committed high treason. And he put all men to suffer death. Then the Bible says, because that is real. Isn't that real now? From what I've just proven to you, it's real. Let me explain further. I was telling to them in the first service. Now I'll get there. So through a man. Now everybody says much more. Does that ring anywhere? Does that get to you? Death may be reigning. If through a man's offense, death reigns. Then he wants to say the next thing, he said much more. Come on, tell your neighbor, say much more. What does that mean? English. You know, I didn't read English. That means that what I'm about to say, see, this might have been raining, but there's something that is over and above what you have said. And some were walking, sha. Say much more. Those who receive. Now you see one man. Now there's the other man through the one Jesus Christ. But he's saying death reigned because of that man. But this time around, people will reign. Those who receive the abundance of what? And the gift of? Wait. Those who do what? Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. You see, this nature, this realm is such that you want to struggle and say, I did it. But you see, those who will reign are not those who will come and praise their own effort. They are those who have learned and received the grace to receive. So that when they begin to manifest, they'll say, can't you see this is God? Because everything you see on me, I have received. Is somebody hearing me? And that's why it says much more. So more than the death that reigns, you are going to reign. Glory be to God in the highest. Then what will define your reign? Grace. Come on, church. And righteousness. So it is not of work, lest any man should boast. It is by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. And that's why if any man be in Christ, the equivalent scripture in 2 Corinthians, chapter 5:17, he is a new creation. What does that tell you? He stops being a slave to the elements of this world. He begins to reign over them. Is somebody hearing me? Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. And that's why the book of Ephesians is key when it comes to understanding who you are and what you have in Christ Jesus. Will you see torture? Will you see struggle? Will you see challenges? Of course you will. But the truth is that they will not reign over you. Because you will end up reigning over them. In the name of Jesus. No, that's the truth. You are not denying the fact that you are on earth and that the forces of death are reigning. But in spite of that, you will reign as a king. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody hearing me clearly? I want you to understand who you are in Christ. So when you get to the book of Ephesians, you begin to see Paul writing, he says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us. So it's a done deal. It's a concluded matter. Now, whether you will now live a life of blessing is up to you. That's what I want to deal with today. But is it possible? Of course it's possible. If God has made it available, then what tells you that it's not possible? See, the truth is that don't assume that you can because nobody around you is doing it. What you need to know is that, is it available? Has God done it? Is it made possible? Available to me? Yes. So God, I receive grace to walk in this and manifest it. Because you will in the name of Jesus. You will in the name of Jesus. You will manifest it in Jesus' name. And so that's the area we are particularly looking at. So it says that blessed be God and Father of our Lord, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So where has he blessed us? Heavenly places. We are in Christ Jesus. He has blessed us. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So what is left for me now is to manifest it. As you read further down, you now get to, Paul said quite a lot. Let me read one more scripture there before I begin to go to verse 14. Okay. You see where I put some stuff here? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. What a savior. Hallelujah. What a friend. Is always saving. Is always blessing. Is always loving. Is always standing by. We're giving praise. See verse 3, say, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. Just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So he delighted in what he has done. You are special. My duty today is to let you know who you are and what you have. And how you can tell the devil, stop it there. In the name of Jesus. How you can walk in the reality of who you are and what Christ has done for you. It says, having predestined to the adoption of sons by Christ Jesus himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, verse 6, to the praise of his glory, glory of his grace, and by which he made us accepted in the beloved. 7, in him, come on church, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. How? According to the riches, come on, help me, of his grace. Not according to how much I can generate, not according to what any man can produce here on earth. The best of man cannot get you that. The king that you are, no man can do anything to get you ordained. He chose to ordain you. But you see, the unfortunate thing is that many will live through life without realizing it. That's the disaster. If you have choice to choose who, you will choose some and leave some. If I have choice, I'll choose some and leave some. But he chooses whom he wills. And he's choosing you. My question now is that, will you realize it? Will you leave it out? Because it's not a matter of if it is possible. It is possible. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Thank you. Please follow me. So we get to verse 14, and what does he say? He said, since the day I heard of your faith and your love for the brethren, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That's Paul. That was Paul. Like the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory, we grant unto you what? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. You are too quiet for me now. So, who is a wise man? The man that realizes who he is and what he has and live in the reality of it. That's all. Pastor, no. What you are talking is different. What about all these billionaires that you know God? I don't want their billions. I'm sorry. You say, Pastor, you are bragging. God knows I'm not bragging. Let me tell you one thing I fear the most in my life. I don't want to become a used to be. And I will never be used to be in the name of Jesus. So what I get that I cannot sustain, I don't want. I want what I get that can keep on growing. It's only God that can give you in such a way that you will never diminish. It's only Jesus. See, what if the thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy? That's his ministry. Jesus will still come. He would have come before and he will still come after. And so what you will have after will surpass what you have ever had. It's only God. Hello? See what he calls wisdom. Knowledge of him. Eyes of understanding being opened. That is wisdom. That you may what? See wisdom. What is wisdom? You will know why you are here. That is wisdom. Many don't know. Many just get, they just flow. The season just sweep them on and hey, and then they go. You will know why you are here. Number two, you will know the glory of the riches of his inheritance in the saints. You are the saints. You will know your worth in life. Come on. You will know. Number three, you will know the kind of power that you have at your disposal at any time. The exceeding greatness of his power towards you will believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. It's the same power. When the dead body of Jesus, he came in, whoo, the body rose up. Not just physically, spiritually, emotionally. Turn into all totality. That same power is what is behind me. He said, I'm praying that your eyes will open, that you will know that's what you have. As a pastor? No. As an evangelist? Mm-mm. As an apostle? No, that's what we're talking about. As a Christian? As an ordinary Christian? If Christianity is ordinary, it is not. Hello? And by the time you read, then get to chapter 2. Verse 1. 2:1. Quick. This one ends around 19, 20, 21. 2:1. Chapter 2, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you see, it's just describing the power which you wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And then he lifted him up and seated him at the right hand of God Almighty. Above all principalities and powers, then he says, and you. See, in the scroll that, from where we got the Bible, there are no verses and chapters. It's one big letter. So it's a continuous reading. And you. This is what is done for all. Now, and you, particularly you, have filled the fire. Wow. That means that somebody is just registered with somebody. For the first time, you've been a Christian for a long time, but now you know that this is personal. This is dealing with me as an entity. And so I know you are positioned for something unusual. And you, what has he done with you? Come on, talk to me now. And where were you before? You were dead in trespasses and sins. Why dead? Because death reigned in this realm. Two, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, that's just flowing with the tide. Three, four, this is describing you. But God, who is rich in mercy, this was you before, but now four. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great what? With which you loved what? Yes, go ahead. Even when we were dead, can I say dead again? It's always dead. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us what? How? Together with? Hallelujah. Come on, next one. And? So, where are you now?
raised us up how? Together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in. Remember we said that, and you. So you can see where you are. See, the interesting thing is this. Sometimes we go to church and when you hear what we preach and what we sing is, I am a sinner saved by grace. You were a sinner. You are not a sinner. Even the Bible didn't say you are a sinner. Say you were a sinner saved by grace. Now that you are saved, you are no more a sinner. You are a saint of God. You are lifted up. You are made alive. You are quickened with him. You are lifted with him. You are seated with him. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Hey! You know the problem? The problem is our minds. Okay. Together. The next... Scripture. Colossians 3, verse 1. If then, I think if it's in properly, there's a flow if I'm writing, the way the scriptures are flowing, yeah. If then, you, remember that one says, and you had the what? Made alive, and raised up together, and lifted up together, and seated together in the heavenlies, above all. You. So you are a king. Because you now reign in life. If you then, let me tap your neighbor and say, now he's talking to you. Alright. If you then were raised with Christ, it's not just about to raise you. You have been raised with Christ. What should you be doing now? Which are where? Why? Because that's where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Why? Because you are seated with him. Verse 2. Come on, help me, church. Hallelujah. The things on the earth are defined by death. Set your mind on the things that are above. What am I trying to say? If you can deal with your mind, we'll have won this battle. It's won, really. But we want to win it experientially. Is somebody hearing me? Keep your finger there. Hello? Let's go to look at Romans chapter 12. 12, 1 and 2. Thank you. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Yeah, Romans 12, 1, okay. I beseech you therefore, brethren, can't you see that if I'm just writing straight, without putting, you read straight and saying the same thing. It's just taking you to the next level. So, with all these that you know, you had quickened, you are now sitting with him, you then seek, set your mind. How do you do that? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies. Wow. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. What makes it reasonable? You are seated in the heavenly places. You know, I was talking to one general of God. I said, you know what? I admire your focus, you know. He said, you know, my mom used to tell me when I was young. He said, anyhow, okay, you or not? Let me say it in English. He said, when you are now the world spectacle, everybody is looking at you. And then you are busy looking at this way. No. You must be conscious of that everybody's looking at me now. Carry yourself like they are looking at you. Because they are looking at you. Am I talking to somebody here? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is reasonable. It is only expected of you to do that. Because by virtue of who you are, you are above. You reign. When sin reign, death reign, sickness reign, poverty reign, fear reign, failure reign. But when you reign above them. Oh, verse 2.
And do not what?
You see, the challenge, I said the challenge is your mind. And do not be conformed to this world. This world says anybody that took the step you have taken, they end up dying. Unfortunately, you made the mistake of taking the first and second. But then you realize who you are. You will not die. You will live. You will declare the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, it hurts you, but it's been a wake up call. It's a learning curve. And I say no, but I know who I am in the name of Jesus. Death does not reign over me. I like a scripture. Is it 1 Corinthians 3:16? He said, "Know ye not that your body, but that you are the temple, and that God Himself lives inside." It's a matter of remembering who you are. Or reminding you who you are and what you have. And then you take authority, come on. Take it back from the devil. He doesn't have it. It's your mind. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of what? Can you see that your mind is where the challenge is? You know you are born again. You know you are, something has changed, but you want to live in the reality of it. Your mind. If you don't renew your mind will become the same. Your mind will flow with your environment. Your environment will rule you. You see that the tradition of your area takes charge. Or what academically you have learned, take charge. Which is okay, but it won't give you the results you're looking for. Or what has been the experience of the people around you, of your family, will take charge. But you see, the experience of your family, the experience of your neighborhood, the experience of your people, the tradition of your people, the education that you have acquired, the exposure you have acquired, they are nothing like this. We are talking of exposure to the creative force of God, to the presence of God Himself. They are not the same. They are not. And all these work on your mind and with your mind. See, the mind is key. You know? I'm a twin brother, but we are not identical. We could have been. As long as we're identical. Hallelujah. Amen. Suppose we're identical, and then my twin brother, or twins, I'm a man. Now, I had the privilege of being transferred to New York or California. And now, you know, from age 6, exposed to the life there, whatever. And then I didn't even have the privilege of being in Lagos, which is good. But in the village. In the village where there's no secondary school, no primary school, we have to walk some 20 miles to attend the local primary school around. And there we're only taught in Yoruba. So, you see, I'll be ruled by the tradition of my people more than by anything. And when he comes, so bring us back after age 20, after 20 years, 26 now. See, by virtue of my mind and my environment, you won't think we are the same. And when I open my mouth, I will speak, even my English, if I am able to speak English, it will be in my dialect. Yes. And when he opens his mouth, he goes, and I'm like, but it was the same egg in the womb of my mother that split into two, the same sperms of my father. Can you now see that more than gene is your environment that produces you? And if your environment, if you are exposed more, the Bible says, if you leave yourself naturally, trouble. The nail will rust. The brand new car you bought, you left, you travel for 10 years. When you come back, you see everything rusty. Nobody used it. The environment dealt with it. So the mind that is not attended to will conform. It will be told what it is by the environment. It will behave like its environment. I used to tell my children when they were growing up, and I'm telling the other ones, and I tell the youth everywhere, how can you tell them? I say, let me tell you this.
If you are always in a mob action, you can never lead them. If you do what everybody is doing, you will end up like them. The day they see somebody with a little difference, they will abandon you and submit to that person. So mindful of where you are going, do not conform. He said, but what? Be what? How? Where are you to be renewed? Come on, talk to me, church. Your mind. Now you can see why Paul was praying that prayer. So that I'm going to reign in life, my mind. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Over sin, over sickness, over disease, over failure, over everything, my mind. The battle over your life is the battle of the mind. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it says, though we are in the flesh, we do not walk according to the flesh. We do not behave like in the flesh. That says, though the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are what? Mighty. Through God, to what?
Pull him down.
Come on, what?
Struggle.
What does he pull down?
Struggle.
Uh-huh. And? Every what?
Casting down
every and every thought that seek to exalt himself. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? That's your mind. That's your imagination. I'll tell you something. The economy is bad. The naira to the dollar. The naira to the pound. And everybody's saying, where are we going? Where are we going? If you are still where are we going with them, you are in trouble. Hello?
Yes,
if you are still, where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going? You are in trouble. Does it negate the fact that the naira is bad? Something is wrong? No, something is wrong. So what is wrong is raining over everybody. But come on, take control. How? It starts from your thinking. Jesus said, I'm from above, you're from here. You speak the language of this place. I speak the language from there. My thinking is there. My thoughts are higher than yours. As the heavens are higher. If I speak what I know I am by the volume of the books, I will by that take charge of my life. I think I should stop here. I hope you understand. That's where you fight your battles. That's where you win. That's where the devil can win. But he will never win over you in the name of Jesus. Can I say boldly, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of, by the blood that he shed on Calvary, you will see next year. Not just see next year, you will see next year rejoicing.
Yeah.
Glory be to God in the highest.
Yeah.
I say you will see next year better than you are this year.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, you are just talking, Pastor. Am I stopping from talking yours? Hey, you talk what you want. But I know that it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. And when your heart processes it and you speak it, you create. Come on, tap your neighbor. Say, King. I'm glad I know you. And I can't wait to see you next year. In the name of Jesus. Again, I'll say, I'm glad I know you. I can't wait to meet you next year. In the name of Jesus. I say, you will continue to reign in life as a king. That's what he has made you. Glory be to God in the
higher. We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odikoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.